Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveRBFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here. And you never know, it could be yours. So write us.
Oh, buckle up and hold on tight. We got it before you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Now, though, you put some extra sexy on that. I know you did.
Just a little bit.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, just burn the whole RV. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am married to a diehard football fan, and we met in college. We went to an HBCU, and for years, we have tailgated with friends and family before home games. I had a minor surgery, so I had to miss the first home game. When we tailgate, we take our RV to the stadium, hook up our deep fryer and our grill, and get to cooking early in the morning. It's what we do. I found out recently that my husband did that and a lot more while I was at home recuperating. My girlfriend and her husband stopped by our RV in the morning of the game, and she FaceTimed me to rub it in and show me what I was missing. I was tickled at how messy she was being. A few hours later, she texted me and said she was about to FaceTime me again, but she told me to put my phone on mute. I got the call and I watched my phone as she showed me three women that I had never seen before drinking and having a great time in our RV. Then my friend panned over to my husband and he had a tiny redhead woman sitting on his leg. It was so loud, so I couldn't hear what they were saying. My friend said she met the woman. She advised me to talk to my husband before jumping to any conclusions. My only response was that I was going to burn the whole RV up with my husband in it. I saw this with my own eyes, so there was nothing my husband could say to me to make me believe he's not a cheater. He's accused my friend of starting this mess, but I never told him who told me. He claims he's not dumb enough to have this woman in our RV in front of our friends if he was trying to have sex with her. Does he think I'm dumb? Should I believe that this was just innocent fun? Okay, you know what? I really didn't know how to take this letter at first because it kind of made me laugh.
I do.
It kind of made me laugh, Steve, when she said she saw a tiny redheaded woman sitting on his lap. I just pictured a little doll on his lap in my head at first. But then
you're the only one pictured that, Shirley. I can tell you that right now.
I just pictured it. Tiny. Anyway, then your friend said, don't jump to conclusions. Talk to your husband first. And who are these other three women? I mean, where did they come from? It's like he was just waiting for you to take a day off or something so he could really, really have some fun. But in what world is another woman sitting on your husband's leg innocent fun? I don't know any. Nowhere. And it's not okay. Your so-called friend was dead wrong, and the only reason she would be doing something like this is to be messy, as you said in your letter. She should be mad. So you should be mad at her and your husband. Her for not minding her own business, and your husband for allowing just some random chick, a tiny little redheaded woman, to sit her butt on his leg. And please don't believe your husband's lies when he says baby is not what you think, when you clearly saw him and this little bitty woman with the red hair in real time with your own eyes. This is something you and your husband need to discuss. You need to talk about this amongst yourselves and not with your girlfriend and her husband and all that. I mean, you know, as far as burning up the whole RV, I understand, you know, why you feel that way because you saw all this going on. I know you're not going to do that. You were just in the moment. But you and your husband need to talk, honey, and find out what's going on. Steve?
Are we about to disagree? Well, that's what the Strawberry Letter is for.
See, this letter right here, really, you know how I say oftentimes behind every moment of adversity, there is a lesson and a blessing? Mm-hmm. I want you all to see behind this moment of adversity. I'm going to point out the lesson in this, and I'm going to point out the blessing in this. You're married to a diehard football fan. Y'all met in college, went to HBCU, tailgated with friends and family before the home games. So you had surgery and you had to miss the first game. We tailgate, you take our RV to the stadium, hook up the deep fry, grill, get to cooking early in the morning. And she said, quite assuredly, this is what we do. And I got to tell you something. Sounds like fun to me. Man, girl, I often miss a lot of those regular things in life that I wish I could do. My boys be going to the homecoming game and be sending me pictures. All my frat boys sitting around, man. I wish I could go. But I can't, because it ain't that way. So I found out recently that my husband did that and a lot more while I was home recuperating. My girlfriend and her husband stopped by our RV in the morning of the game. She FaceTimed me to rub it in and show me what I was missing. That's the key statement in this whole letter. She FaceTimed you to rub it in and show you what you was missing. Oh, she FaceTimed you for way more than that, and she knew it. She's always been jealous of the fact that you and your husband have an RV and they got to come visit because they little ragged ass ain't got nothing but tickets to the game. They got a little car with a hatchback on it. It don't even open up and turn into nothing.
Hang on, Steve.
What some ho-ass tailgating ass friends you got.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, just burn the whole RV. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject, just burn the whole RV.
The truth of this letter is, behind every moment of adversity, there's a lesson and a blessing. I've said this many times, and I'm going to show it to you in this letter. Here, this woman and her husband been tailgating for years to go to HBCU. They get there early in the morning, family and friends. They set up the deep fry and they get to grilling. And she said, it's what we do. I said, I miss those days. I wish I could go back and do that sometime, but I can't. So I wish I could. And then you found out, and then you had a little surgery, so you missed the first game. Now, y'all been doing this for years. First game, your husband go anyway. While I was home recuperating, your girlfriend and her husband stopped by our RV the morning of the game, and she faced me to rub it in and show me what I was missing. And this, I said, is the key to this whole letter. She FaceTimed you to rub it in and show you what you was missing. Now, she didn't call to show you what you was missing in a good way. Girl, you missing it. We partying. Nah, none of that right there. And because you said I was tickled at how messy she was being. It tickled you. Oh, you laughing now? Because that ain't why she FaceTimed you. She didn't FaceTime you to tickle you. See, your reaction was not what she wanted. What is all having all that fun without me? Because she jealous. She jealous of your relationship. She jealous of your happiness. She jealous of your RV because they ain't got one. They got that little ragged-ass hatchback, and when they open it up, it don't turn into nothing. It ain't big enough. They ain't got no damn deep fry. They ain't got no grill. They got that little tiny-ass grill that sit on the three legs. You can't put but two burgers on that damn thing. Y'all got that whole set of
burgers.
And her jealous ass, yeah, she got that little Weber where you can't put nothing but eight pieces of charcoal in there. And then it get real hot. You can't touch it for 2 days. Right. Damn, they got to leave it at the stadium. So now, here we go. Her little jealous, messy ass. A few hours later, she texted me and said she was about to FaceTime me again. But she told me to put my phone on mute. See, you know why? Because, see, you handled her reaction the first time too wrong. You was tickled at her being messy. And she messy and she jealous. She jealous of your happiness. So now here she go. I got the call and I watched my phone as she showed me three women that I had never seen before drinking and having a great time in our RV. She showed you three women that had never been in RV. She ain't show you none of the other men that could have been in that too, see. Then my friend panned over to my husband, and he had a tiny redhead woman sitting on his leg. It was so loud, I couldn't hear what they were saying. My friend said she met the woman. She advised me to talk to my husband before jumping to any conclusion. My only response was that I was going to burn that whole RV up. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. So now, you pan over a little tiny redhead sitting on his lap. That's not his fault.
That's just funny to me. Sorry.
They had the RV open. Tiny redhead, little white lady came in and just sitting up there. Now the RV full. Ain't nowhere for her to sit.
Whatever.
She done sat down on big dude's lap because he big, he strong, you know. Now they talking, but you can't hear what they said. And the reason she put it on mute, mm-hmm, because they were so loud you can't hear what they said because they wasn't talking about nothing. I can assure you, mm-hmm, if they was just partying, it got a little bit out of hand. She advised me to talk to my husband before jumping to any conclusion. She wants you to jump to a conclusion and talk about talk to your husband. Why would you invite something like that in a person's marriage with your low-down stank behind?
But the woman with
I
the
saw
tiny
this
redhead
with my
wondering
own eyes, so that was nothing my husband could say to make me believe he is not a cheater. How is he cheating? How is he cheating?
The
three
little bitty
woman. That's not cheating.
Huh? What was she doing on his lap?
Damn it, I'm sorry. That's not cheating.
That's right.
Because she didn't see him.
It's what inappropriate. Yeah. It doesn't look good, but that ain't cheating.
At all.
You know what cheating is, and you're trying to make more out of it than it is.
Oh.
He's accused my friend of starting this mess. He's absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. But I never told him who told me. He knows her. Because ain't nobody else in that would have did it. Who else would have called you? Ain't nobody got your number but your messy-ass friend, who I must inform you is not your friend. She ain't never been your friend. She jealous of your life. She jealous of what you got. She don't want you to have nothing because she ain't got nothing. He claims he's not dumb enough to have this woman in our RV in front of our friends if he was trying to have sex with her. Bam! Ditto, who do that? It was dumb what he did. But he ain't trying to have sex with the chick, and he was not in the trailer cheating. Does he think I'm dumb? No, but your girlfriend know it. Should I believe this is innocent fun? That's all it was. Some innocent ass fun.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram.
Need to burn that friendship down you got with that lady. That's what you need to get rid of.
And a little bitty tiny redhead. On Instagram and Facebook, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.